TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right. Keep in mind, we got 8 lines and only one Sam. And we do have a handful of lines still open. We need your gratitudes. Tell us something good on this day before Thanksgiving. If you don't, Jake will start reading from the Old Testament.
It's true.
Leviticus is his favorite book.
I do love King James.
Yep. And so we'll get to that later if you guys don't fill up all the lines. And before we get to the calls, the gratitudes on this, oh, it's ladies' night for the most part. Okay. Before we get to it, Jake had his very first cranberry sauce opening at the tail end of last hour. And Sam, can we get just a quick replay on that, please? Try not to get anything on the microphone.
Okay.
That's a very expensive microphone. And just let loose. Come on, buddy. Come on, baby.
Oh! Oh!
Sounds like I put somebody's eye out.
That might be the best one yet.
That was a thud.
And then we do have to hear yours because it was bad. The flop is not even the bad part.
Is it what I was saying?
You had a pretty sweet grunt in the middle of it.
Ready?
Yep.
No.
Come on, man. Come on, baby. Ooh.
It's the ending.
Wow. Ugh. Really exerted yourself there.
Sounds like the middle part in 9.5 weeks.
Well.
With the ice cube.
All right. Simmer down.
All right. Let's get to it. 913-586-7798. Tristan in North Kansas City. Tristan, hello.
Hello. I hope everyone's having a great day on this Gratitude Wednesday.
We are, man. Thank you.
My gratitude is you guys and the show. This year has had its ups and downs, a lot more downs than I'd like to care about. But I knew that every day I could tune in and you guys would always make me feel better. And now my year is on its up. And I wanted to share that good fortune with you guys because of all the good things you have shared with me. Thank you guys for all you do.
Well, Tristan, real quick, before you go, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
to you as well. And I am thrilled that things are looking up for you. That's great
thank
news.
Thank you. Thank you. It could not have come at a better time.
That's great, man. All right. Be well. Enjoy the long weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Take care. 913-586-7798. Keep in mind, you cannot include your family as something that you're grateful for. We're just going to, as Jake said, we're going to assume that you love the people you're supposed to love. So, you know, my son's coming in town or my parents are still around and we're going over to their house tomorrow night. If we did family, that's all we would do.
Right.
So it's got to be something outside of the box. You think of one if you haven't already.
I would tell it really quickly, but you and I already had this conversation about a week and a half. I mean, so for anybody who doesn't know, Johnny Dare Show let go. We were off for the 6 months for the non-compete. It's been a little longer than that. And sometimes you just start to question, like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Am I going to find another career? Am I going to, you know, what's going to happen? And I told you this story probably about 6 days ago, I was at Quick Trip in Lee Summit buying Chew. And I noticed a guy standing behind me, didn't pay any attention, but went out to go back out to the truck and leave. And he bought his things and followed me out and was like, "Hey, are you Jake?" And I was like, "I absolutely am." And I had the greatest conversation with this guy just about he misses the show. He misses all of us. He, you know, he hopes the best for us. He said he has 80 acres up in Northwest Missouri. Because I told him my daughter might go to Northwest Missouri State. And he's like, "Well, you know, my wife and I don't have kids anymore. If you ever need anything or she needs a home cooked meal," like, couldn't be a better person on the planet than that guy. And I literally got in my truck and called my wife and told her that story and was like, "I needed that." Like,
you said you almost cried.
I did. I got back in my truck and almost cried because it meant so much to that guy. And he literally was like, I miss you guys. You're part of my life every day." And that's how we all felt on the show, too. We're part of your life every day. Yeah, we're friends. We're family. And I know we're not supposed to include family, but it just, and it, for me, selfishly, like, I needed that guy to say, "Hey, man, miss you." Well, and it's a guy I've never met, never spoken to in my life.
Let me disagree. I'm not going to disagree with you, but let me add something to it. What he really said to you was, "You matter to me."
Yeah.
"You matter to me. And you made a difference."
Right.
And that is the highest compliment you can get.
No. And I told you when we had our last show here, there was a gentleman outside that grew up in Southern California. And he just talked to me about, you know, how much it meant to him when I'd talk about things with my son or living in Southern California and whatever.
Because he could relate. He knew the neighborhood.
He knew the neighborhoods. He knew the life out there. And then he started to cry when he talked to me. And then I started to cry. But you couldn't not cry.
Yeah, sure.
Because it meant something to him.
Because you mattered.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee Summit. Hello.
Hi. I am the wife of an air traffic controller. Mm. And this last month and a half, we've had people come out of the woodwork just to call and ask if we're doing okay. And if we need anything, just let us know, you know, just say, "Hey, if you need a ride or you need help breaking your yard or whatever it is." People have just been coming out of the woodwork. And we even had a neighbor bring over a bag of bread, milk, and potatoes just because she got extras at Hy-Vee. And she just was thinking about us. And I'm just so grateful that there are people out there that are thinking about you even when you don't know they're thinking about you.
Mm. Lucy, thank you for the story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right, be well. Carol, calling in from Turner.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad to talk to you. I listen to you guys every day. Every day.
God bless you. Thank you.
My husband and I are elderly. We're 78 and 79. Excuse me. He was coming home. We were coming home the other day, and we turned onto the road, and my husband kind of missed the turn, and he slit the tire on the curb in the sewer that was there, and a big old pop, and so we stopped immediately, and I called my son, and he was on the way, looked up, and here was this guy at my door, at the car door, and he said, "Can I help you?" And my husband said, no, my son's coming, thank you." He didn't take that. He went home, got his jack, came up, changed our tire. Everything was done within 10 minutes. He had a chef's uniform on. I don't know where he worked, but he said he'd just gotten off work, and I was so thankful for him.
Oh, Carol, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't ever apologize for crying happy tears, or sad tears for that matter. And I'm glad that happened to you. From the text line, "I am grateful. I'm going to be asking my girlfriend if we can get married, and I'm going to ask her tomorrow." Okay. If you need any relationship advice, I'm here for you.
Do not call Scott or Dana. I am grateful that even after 2 years of us telling him the proper use of notwithstanding, that Scott still misuses notwithstanding.
Close enough, right? Close enough.
Close enough to be dangerous, man. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, it is Gratitude Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Jeffries filling in today for Dana Wright. 913-586-7798. Memorize that number because all the phone lines are jammed, but when you hear somebody drop off, that is your cue to get in. We want to know on this eve of Thanksgiving, and we've done this for 14, 15 years, what are you thankful for? Give us some good news tonight. Laura in Garden City. Laura, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Well, mine isn't as thoughtful as the other ones earlier, but I am thankful that we don't live in Minnesota anymore. I am thankful that we don't have to deal with 6 feet of snow. And, of course, we still have family up there. We're still connected to Minnesota. But believe me, it was bad in snow-wise.
I believe it.
And people, we used to, when we first moved down here, people, we'd tell them, you know, how much snow, and they'd go, did you drive your snowmobiles to the grocery store? I'd say, no. They clear the roads really good up there.
All right, Laura. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Hey, coming up next, we got Owen from New Hampshire. Owen, what's going on, buddy?
Howdy.
What's going on?
Yeah. Nothing much. Just chilling right now.
What are you thankful for, sir?
I am thankful for baked beans and good record stores.
Amen.
Those are both great things.
Like, not like record stores with like today's greatest hits on vinyl, like real good record stores.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, do appreciate it, man. Matthew, Kansas City. Hello, Matthew.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I am thankful for having a full-time job now after working a part-time job with the same company for about a perfect year. But prior to that, I was really having trouble getting work because I have a criminal record, and I'm just getting off of I've been off probation for a while, but getting off that criminal record, and then this company hires me straight out. They trust me. And they give me opportunity to accelerate into full-time, and they give me a lot of respect, which I wasn't finding before. And so I'm very thankful for that. I mean, my criminal record messed me up bad, but having this company do this for me means a whole lot. And it's also allowed me to help mom. Mom's had medical difficulties. And so now that I'm just 1 week into working full time, I'm able to, you know, buy things for her and take her places. Like last night we went to an art class together. It was really cool, you know, so.
You went to an art class with your mom?
Yeah, it's not something I would have done before, but I've been doing a lot of therapy and a lot of personal development, and trying to heal my relationship with mom is a big deal, but it's also important for me to get her out of the house. She's kind of a shut-in. She won't go unless she has a reason. And so we went to this studio where I attend art therapy, and she got to make some art, and it was not a therapy session, but that studio does open up for a exhibit with national artists and stuff like that. And there was a instructor from the Nelson Art Gallery came and taught us how to make clay animals and stuff. And it was very cool.
Well, Matthew, I'll say this, and let me just first say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. But for a guy who apparently did bad things, you sound like a good cat.
I appreciate that. And I really do enjoy your show. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that have had greater obstacles than me. Mine was my own mistake, but yeah, I am a good cat. I really do believe that even though I made this mistake, I live a good life. And even prior to and after, I do what I can.
Right on, man. So, all right. Hey, sorry, I got fat fingers. I cut you off. I beg your pardon. God bless and be well.
Headed over to Tom in Belton. Tom, happy Thanksgiving. What do you got for us, bud?
Hey, I'm thankful for the company I work for. I do disaster restoration, and we're not allowed to take vacation time, PTO, during September, October, and November because hurricanes hit. And my wife passed away 6 years ago in October. And every year I take off and the company lets me take off to go travel to Tacoma, Washington to her gravesite. And they let me do it every year. And that's, I think, is pretty cool. It's, I don't know, you can call it special treatment. You can call it whatever you want. And the second thing I have,
I'd call it respect. By the way, Tom, let me interrupt. I'd call that respect.
You can call it what you want, Scott, but I call it pretty cool. But the second thing is, and I didn't tell Sam this, but Scott, I'm thankful for you because you have been through a lot personally, and you have been very open. And, you know, that has helped me be open, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. thank you. Tony in South Kansas City, hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this short and sweet because I know you're on a break. Scott, first I want to thank you for bringing up what you went through on Monday, because I'm going to have to do that very soon. And it was interesting to hear your take on having to fill out a will. Secondly, I'm grateful for all those in the service, both domestically and those stationed abroad, for their service, especially on Thanksgiving, not being able to be with their families.
That's a good one, man. Tony, thank you for the call, man. Happy Thanksgiving. We have time for one more.
We're going to do Trish out in Overland Park. Trish, what do you have for us?
Hi, happy Thanksgiving.
Same.
I am very, very thankful for the group of people, mostly ladies. There's a couple guys that come and play cards and dominoes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Monday and Tuesday, I'm thankful for the staff at Meadowbrook Park. And on Friday for Jenny over at the Lenexa Senior Center. Great people, and they make sure that we have whatever we need to play cards or dominoes.
Trish, glad we got you in. 913-586-7798. By the way, we make the rule every year. You can't be grateful for your family because you should be grateful for your family. It's got to be something outside of the box. I want to thank all of you so far. First 30 minutes, they've been outside of the box, and I like that a lot. 913-586-7798. Jake Jeffries, filling in Jake the phone snake, if I didn't introduce him properly.
It's cool to be in your 50s and be the phone snake.
Filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks. And Doc, do not hang up. You're next, Captain.
Don't you do it.
You're on Dana and Parks. All right, Doc, I lied. You're next. But Brian in North Kansas City has been super crazy patient on this Gratitude Wednesday, and we will go to Brian first. Hello, Brian.
Good afternoon. I'm thankful for a person that I will never meet and never know in person. A year ago, I was the recipient of a kidney transplant. And the secondary gratitude is to all of the doctors and nurses that made this happen.
That's great, man.
Remind everybody, sign the back of your driver's license because you can't take it with you. Pass the gift of life on.
I have a brother-in-law who is alive because of the, not kidneys, but he got a heart transplant. And he is, pardon my French, kicking ass and taking names right now. And it was only because, you know, obviously your best day is somebody's worst day. And that's the only bad part about
it. It's hard to see how much it does till you have to give it a,
But Brian's absolutely right. You can't take that stuff to heaven. Might as well leave it here and give it to somebody else who can use it.
Hey, up next, we've got Doc out of St. Joe. Doc, how you doing, bud?
Hey, great. It is great hearing Jake today.
Thank you, brother. And, I appreciate it. What do you got for us?
Well, Scott and Jake, you are a couple of young whippersnappers in your 50s. I am 72, and this month I'm very thankful that I'm celebrating two important anniversaries of friends of mine that I still have contact with. On November 13th, I celebrated 20 years since I met my Hooters girlfriend, and we still exchange phone calls, texts, occasional visit, cards, that sort of thing. And this Sunday will make 11 years since I met my Twin Peaks girlfriend. And a couple weeks ago, we went, it seems like we're getting together every few weeks and going to estate sales. At this point, everybody's married, everybody's spouses are tolerating all this. And it's just great to have these friends that I've maintained for a long time.
Doc, that might be the greatest phone call ever. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
When you had the Hooters girlfriend, on your birthday, did she make you stand up on a stool and do the salt and pepper shaker dance like they do at Hooters?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Would you have?
They were well paid to not mistreat me. My Hooters girlfriend, we're talking 20 years ago, I gave her $50 a week for 4 years while she was in college, and a lot of other gifts and extra money. And then my Twin Peaks girlfriend, inflation, $100 a week for 4 years.
I don't know
and
if
when
I'm...
When you walk into a room, they have a big smile.
I'm sure they do. Because here comes Captain Moneybags.
That's it?
I don't know if I'm, like, horribly impressed or if I just respect the hell out of you right now.
You know, it's just as easy to walk into a room and fall in love with the most beautiful woman in the room and say, that person is going to be my friend, and I'm going to be a good friend to them.
If Doc has taught us anything, it's that love is transactional.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That was fantastic.
Linda in Oak Grove. Linda, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey. I'm thankful to my place of employment, which is the fishing place where Dana charges her car.
Is that, would that be Bass Pro Shops?
Yes, I didn't know if I could say the name.
Well, if you're grateful for them, as long as you're not knocking them down, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, something that they do for their employees every Christmas is give them a giant ham.
Oh.
It's like, you know, Merry Christmas, here's a ham.
Well, you know, I'll give you this, and I don't know if Jake remembers this from the old days at the radio station. There we also would get ham gift certificates for Christmas here at the radio station, but it was for half a ham. We would get gift certificates for half of a ham from the Honey Baked Ham Company.
Which is a great story because early on when you had no money and you called your family and said, don't worry about it, I'll bring the ham.
But we would bring half
stand,
a ham.
Stand in line for 40 minutes and be like, eh, half a ham. Enjoy.
You got the next one.
All right. Jim out in Holt. Jim, welcome to the show. What's going on, bud?
Oh, I just wanted to say I'm thankful for my doctors. Next month, it'll be 3 years that he caught my prostate cancer. And got the ball rolling and went through surgery and popped up in my lymph nodes and did radiation. I'm still alive.
Good.
And now they can't see any cancer. And in January, I'm going to get to stop doing my therapy. So shots and pills every day. So I'm just want to let everybody know, get that blood test and test that PSA.
Amen.
That's how top mine.
Jim, good call, man. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of lines open. Unless you want to hear Leviticus, get in here. Julie in KCK. Julie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. So I was telling your cohort there that I am thankful for several things this year. I got a new roof on my house. I got landscaping done to my front yard. And I'm able to retire at the end of December.
Oh, good for
so
you.
Those are a lot of things to be very thankful for.
Good for you. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I beg your pardon.
I'm happy for you guys. I love you and Dana. And I don't want Sam to ever stop saying the goodbye the way he does.
That's horribly controversial there, Julie.
I know. I've heard.
Okay.
Picking a fight so close to Thanksgiving. Hey, Lauren, you're on from Pittsburgh. Lauren, what's going on?
What's up? I'd just like to send a shout-out thank you to my wonderful wife, Hannah, for letting me bail out on Thanksgiving and drive to Dallas and go to the Cowboys-Chiefs game with my brother-in-law, Jeffrey.
Oh, good for
wow,
you.
Wow, that is a huge act by a wife right there.
Yes, it is. She's awesome.
Are you going to be wearing
a wonderful...
Well, are you going to wear a Chiefs jersey?
Hell no, I'm wearing a Cowboys jersey. 55. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I take back everything I said.
Hey, Jake, it is good to hear your voice. And I think it makes everybody realize how much we do miss Johnny Dare and everybody on that show.
Good to hear from you, brother. Be safe going down there.
Let's go to Sadie in Olathe. Sadie, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I'm super grateful for the customers that I have at work. That I just dispense orders all day, take orders in and out, and they are heavy. But some of them get to chatting with me, and they make me laugh, or they give me ideas for the holidays, and they're just so awesome. And so I appreciate all the people who talk to their Walmart workers.
Hmm.
I don't know if I can say the name, but I did.
That's okay. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Be well. I'm going to do mine real quick. I had somebody ask me not too long ago. He said I wasn't in a good mood. I was having a bad day. And he said, tell me something that you're grateful for. And I said, I thought about it for a second. And I have an elementary school in my backyard. And the playground for the elementary school is literally the closest thing from the school to my house.
Butts upright. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the kids are out there in the morning and playing and screaming and laughing and having a good time. And I was sitting out back and I said, well, I'm grateful for screaming kids and sleeping dogs. And he said, what? And he goes, I don't understand. And I said, the screaming kids remind me of innocence and just to relax, to have fun. To share joy. Pure. I mean, they're not screaming mad at each other. They're screaming because they're playing, you know. And that's why I said I'm grateful for screaming kids and sleeping dogs. And he goes, all right. So I explained the kids part, and he goes, and the sleeping dog. And I said, that reminds me that nothing in life is that serious. Just take a break. And my dog was sitting out back with me, sleeping on the back patio.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there just watching these kids play on the playground, having the time of their lives.
Yep.
And it literally took me out of a bad mood looking at these kids playing and my dog sleeping, and I'm like, that the two of these mixed together.
Full 180.
Is how I need to live my life.
Yeah.
913-586-7798.
Susan, you are up from Overland Park. Susan, what's happening?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I'm a newlywed, and I'm just really thankful for my husband. I've never had a man with just a servant's heart so much before. He just does so many things I can't even count. And I figured out we were really meant to be together when, after we were together, we found that we were both huge fans of your show.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, you listen to Dana and Park? He's like, absolutely. I'm like, all right, you're all right in my book, Ben.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, tell him, well, first of all, thank you, Jordan, and tell him thank you as well. Or Susan,
absolutely.
Sorry. Susan, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong name. Susan.
My daughter's Jordan, so that's okay, but his name's Jeff, and I know he's listening, so thank you so much.
Was that the day he proposed, or was there some separation between the two?
It was before, but we met each other in January, got married in July, and we haven't regretted it a day since.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, be well.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Be well. Real quick before we get to the break, Jordan in Blue Springs. Hello, Jordan.
Good evening, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So I know we're not supposed to do family, but my thankful is not about family. It just involves someone from my family.
Okay.
So growing up, me and my mom have had completely different interests. I'm a huge sports fanatic. She is not. She despises sports. She is an artsy person. So she likes art, theater, reading, writing, that kind of stuff. That is also not me. Well, it's always been really hard for us to find something to do together, something for us to go out and do together, to bond together. We usually weren't able to do that. The only thing that honestly we could bond over when I was growing up was she used to listen to your show regularly, and I listen to it every day now, so we talk about that. But one of the things recently, a couple of years ago, is she invited me to a poker night at a place in Kansas City that does free Wednesday games. And we have done that each Wednesday together for the last 2 years. We also have included a Monday night game once a month and an occasional Thursday game together. So I'm very thankful that me and my mom have now found something that we are able to bond over and do together. And it makes me happy that we have finally been able to figure out what that is.
Well, Jordan, I'm glad to hear that, man. Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Jake Jeffries filling in for Dana Wright. She is back on Monday. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In advance, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope tomorrow is filled with family and food and football and fun and any other.
Your uncle asleep on the couch at halftime.
With his hand on the top of his pants, drunk.
I was going to say a beer of upright in his hand, yeah.
There's an RV, Clark. Dale in Leavenworth.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
I dropped dead in the parking lot of Price Chopper 2 years ago, September the 26th. I'm thankful for the person that came by and did CPR on me until EMS got there.
Wow.
I'll never know who that is because I've really tried to find out and have not been able to. But I'm very thankful for that.
As we all are. All right, Dale. Thank you, man.
Hey, Barb out in Odessa, you're on with Dana and Parks. Go ahead.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Scott. I got just two things real quick because I know you're busy. The other day, I could not get in the house with my groceries, and my little five-year-old and three-year-old little neighbor boy came over and helped me get my groceries in the house the other day. And I thought that was the sweetest thing, Scott. And the other thing is, I'm thankful that I'm still above ground and I got you guys in my corner. And I love you all.
We are always in your corner. It's always better to be 6 feet up than 6 feet under.
Okay, have a good day, honey.
You too, the same. Melissa in Shawnee, we've got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yep. I am thankful that I got two knees this year. I'm now able to walk after 25 years without pain. And also, Scott, I'm thankful for you to share your experience with drinking. I'm 29 years sober.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you, and you've got me beat by a number of years, but we're all in the same. I hope so, God willing. Be well. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving, all right?
You too.
All right. Sam, do you got one real quick?
I got a whole lot more than one. I am thankful for being busy. You know, a lot of people ask me, how you doing? I'm like, I am busy, but it's the best complaint that I could possibly have.
I always say it beats the alternative.
Green grass, mulching
yeah,
leaves.
Yeah, because not being busy is uncool.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for you, Jake. Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
I'm grateful for you for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it. And everybody was fantastic today. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
It's been a number of years since we've got to broadcast together again, and it's been as fun as ever.
Different circumstances.
Today is the anniversary of the premiere of the original Price is Right, 1956. And celebrating a birthday today is John McVie from Fleetwood Mac. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host today, Jake Jeffries, Jake the Phone Snake, my name is Scott Parks. Happy Thanksgiving. God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.